reading all the stuff going.
Okay, so son.
I'm like, I was worried if I had been there with all those German people, but
I trained it up to where I didn't want anything bad to happen to you, but by God, if something did, I wanted to be the one that was there.
I don't have a gavel yet. Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board meeting, March 15th. It is 7 p.m. Start with roll call, please. Janice Redondo.
Lori Houston.
Lois Hall.
Jill Williams Perkins.
Fran Burris.
And Judy, our lovely secretary. If you would kindly join us in the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. No, you're fine right where you are. Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask for your hand of guidance today as we go through these proceedings. We ask that you provide wisdom to those sitting in front of us and patience to those behind us. We pray that after this meeting, we're all able to travel home safely, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thank you, Casey.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Public comment. First public comment set aside for items on this agenda only. Anyone here to speak about items on the agenda? Seeing none, we will move on to, I'll take a motion for approval of the minutes for March 1st.
Make a motion to approve the minutes for March 1st, 2023.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion of tonight's agenda for March 15th, 2023. I'll take a motion.
I make a motion to approve the agenda for March 15th, 2023.
Lowest motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have no informational items, so we will jump right in on this rainy evening to... Hi, Vern. Planning and zoning. Waiver 2344, Casey and Katie Rawson. Waiver of development standards for offsites, drainage study, street landscaping, screening, buffering on 1.9 acres in an RT zone in conjunction with a minor subdivision map in the Moapa Valley Overlay District. It's on the south side of Paul, the west side of Yamashita. Is there someone here tonight to speak on this item?
Yes.
Come on down to the microphone. Tell us who you are, where you live, where your address is, not where you live. I mean, where your office is. Who is it?
I'm the one that is asking for the
name. Come on up here.
You go first.
Who are you?
Casey Rawson.
Spell your name for Judy, please.
C-A-S-E-Y. Last name Rawson, R-A-W-S-O-N.
Rawson. So... why do you need what you're asking for? Explain it to us.
So we are asking for these development, the waivers, or we can split the lot in half. We're wanting to split it into 2 1-acre lots so I can build a house in the future and my sister-in-law would be able to build on the other property. We went to county to try and do this. They said that we wouldn't be able to without these standards being met, and we're just asking just a waiver for those offsites.
Okay.
And they're saying we need it because of we're so close to the high school. So.
I don't think the county told you needed these waivers.
Yeah, they told me I did need these waivers, that they were not going to give it to us because we're within 600 feet of the high school.
Wouldn't give you what?
They told me that they wouldn't approve of the offsite or these waivers, and that I had to come to town board and get a...
to ask if you could have them waived.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody in the audience have any comments, questions, concerns? Come on down. Take a seat right up front here. Young man, Mr. Rawson, thank you.
My name's Dieter Stussy, spelled S-T-U-S-S-Y, 775 Ron Avenue, Logandale. I oppose the waiver on the drainage study.
Okay.
I have noted that The waiver they seek also asks for a couple other things, so I'll address those really quickly.
Take your time.
Sidewalks. On Paul Avenue, there's a sidewalk on the other side of the street, so it doesn't matter. Curbing and gutters, that's going to be a drainage problem, so I'll defer that to the second part of my thing. Sidewalk on Yamashita, nobody else has a sidewalk there. I don't see anybody regularly walking there. I've brought a couple of maps. Just to put in perspective, I'll show it to you first. Here's your property. I'm down here.
Okay.
It's right up on the screen.
Yeah, but I labeled.
Kason, would you hit a light just to make that a little bit?
You can keep that.
Thanks. I'm just going to pass it to the board, okay?
Yeah.
I have a copy.
And I have additional close-ups of certain parts of the area. We already have a drainage problem in the neighborhood.
Yes, you do.
Caused by the output of that drain that Public Works put in just south of Paul Avenue, which is, I'm not certain if it's actually in the corner of your property
or
if it's just outside
the
I think it's
of it.
Off. They took that portion of the property.
Okay.
So I was down there, so yeah. my property, and they have the drain coming through there.
It's my understanding they took that around 2011. I was not living here at the time.
Okay.
Okay. The houses at 780 Ron Avenue and 2280 Tammy Street were forced to give a drainage easement in order to build their houses, and those have been both built in the past 3 years.
Okay.
Problem is, when it gets to Ron Avenue, where's the water supposed to go? Even with those easements. It currently floods across Ron Avenue and into my neighbor at 725 Ron Avenue. And it's already caused some erosion damage. Here are close-ups of the drain. Here is the top of my property and Ron Avenue. Here is the hill at the corner of my property, the corner of Mr. Kirstein's property at 725, and Mr. Thompson's property, which has been eroded in 2021. And that's 30 feet wide and 15 feet high for the erosion part of it.
Yeah, there's a valley there. This is U775?
Yeah. Right.
Right, okay.
And on the back is a photo of the erosion area. So that's why I opposed the drainage study waiver, because there's already a problem. And I also brought a copy of the letter that I addressed to Mrs. Metz when she was still working in Ms. Kirkpatrick's office.
She still is.
Yeah. Okay. You never replied to it, but you got it about December 3rd.
I was told to forward it to her.
Okay. Including some of those photos or similar photos, including receipts for damages I've already done to try to mitigate some of the drainage problem that did occur. It washed out about 4,000 cubic yards of dirt from Mr. Kirstein's at 725 Ron Avenue, and all of that washed down into my pond. Some of it washed out beyond that into my neighbors, the Mortensons, and some of that washed further across down into the Muddy River. Now, the pond that I have, it's my understanding, is not a pond caused by runoff. It was an irrigation pond that the Yamashita Trust had originally. Right now, it's a filled-in pond.
Filled in with?
Dirt.
Okay. By you or the flooding?
By the flooding.
Okay.
It was before I owned the property, but I'm trying to, I'm seeking to restore it. Now, I've asked the county for help on that, but I don't need to go that far with just the issue of regarding the waiver.
Yeah, because this is Mr. Lawson's.
Now, I did see the summary that was attached to your March 1st agenda regarding this matter coming up for today. So I am aware that he wants to defer his waiver, well, defer this drainage study until there's actual construction on either of the subdivided lots. I'm not certain that's an adequate resolution. We have the problem now.
So here's the good news. He won't be able to get a building permit without a drainage study. I realize he's asking for a waiver tonight, and we're going to explain that to him.
Right.
And until they're prepared to build, there isn't much point in paying for a drainage study if you're not going to follow the drainage study by then not building.
Right.
So what he's requesting.
I understand that.
Okay.
But you still need my input for someone opposing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, we just don't need any more water coming down that drainage easement that should not exist in the first place. Because when it was put in, it was the county dumping water onto private land.
So,
and from what I can tell from the erosion, because I've walked it last year, it looks like the county installed the drainage pipes 4 feet below grade, knowing it would erode a track between the properties. And that's what it appears like. I have video of that, but I don't have anything I can transfer.
So if Judy has your information, and I think that she does, and she forwarded it to Marilyn, I'm sure you're going to hear from Marilyn. This is a public works issue,
right,
separate from this gentleman. Obviously, he has every right to develop his property.
Yes, I understand that. I just don't want his development to compound.
And the county is going to do its best not to allow that. Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Comments, questions, concerns. Pop back up there for me, would you? The board, Brian?
I have. So I do have an issue with waiving the drainage study. First off, before you subdivide, you probably ought to know where your drainage is, right? So if we issue subdivision, right, and then all of a sudden your drainage is right in the middle of your two houses, then it was kind of all for naught, right? Other than that, I don't have issues with the rest of your waivers. Certainly sidewalks and streetlights and all that stuff, it's not compatible with rural use, the way I see it, right? Even some of the sidewalks and stuff we require are absolutely ridiculous to me. And we have 30 foot of sidewalk and then we have nothing for 2 miles and another 30 foot of sidewalk. It doesn't do the community any good. I don't know that I could support your waiver of drainage study. And just for the reason I said, because, and you don't want that either, right? So it's better for you to kind of get that first. So what this would be, would my recommendation, unless somebody else on the board would have it, would be to approve everything with the exception of waiver of denial.
Vice Chair, I'd just like to hear from what they have to say before we do a motion.
Yep.
Okay?
I have just one question, and because I don't know what this means, and I haven't seen it before. Execute a restrictive covenant agreement. Is there CC&Rs in that area? I didn't see any on county records. Did they talk to you about that? Do you know what that part of your...
The covenant restriction would be basically in... When they pass this, they would say that you have to do this before you can proceed. So it would be covenant based on the county.
So they did write me like a letter of everything that I needed in order to like subdivide the property. And that's the only reason I asked for the drainage study to be...
You're going to be confused because there's so many different facets that you're going to have to go through. So that's from comprehensive planning.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to do a parcel map to split the lots. But you want to do all your technical studies and your drainage, like Brian just said, prior to having to... back up and do it again. Public Works is a whole other department that you're going to have approvals from, and that restrictive covenant is usually just to keep it in concert with the rest of the neighborhood and to keep you from doing something that doesn't look anything like the rest of that neighborhood. And it should be standard language from Public Works, and we can request for them to give that to us as well. If it, you know, if that's your standard language on their
I just wanted to clarify
staff
that.
Staff recommendations,
because I didn't see that there was, you know, restrictions in that neighborhood.
Now, I totally agree. The drainage study definitely needs to be done, but the curb, the gutter, the sidewalk, everything else, there's none of the neighbors have it. There's no reason, and I gladly support you on that. But drainage study help you protect your neighbors.
And I concur with the rest of the board. Drainage study definitely necessary. However, curbs, gutters, sidewalks right across the street from you. There's curb, gutters, sidewalks go all the way around the high school, so I don't see any point to have it on both sides. And like what was said, you know, you can't go 200 feet with sidewalk and then no sidewalk and then 200 feet some more. So
just so that you understand my point of view on that, drainage study was the only reason I was doing. I was actually asking just to defer it until I was going to develop the property.
Your comments are actually in the staff write-up.
That's the only reason, because I was like, well, if I'm going to go through, I don't really plan on developing the property for like 5 years. So I was like, well, it's already 3 or 4 feet higher than every lot.
It is indeed.
I've got plenty of material on the lot that, I mean, I don't see. But like I said before, I'm perfectly fine doing the drainage study and all of the
In the waiver of development standard 2, it says the applicant states a drainage study will be prepared with future development. It seems to me it's a little cart before the horse, because normally you do a parcel map to split the lots. Because quite honestly, if you look, everyone in your little area is on 2 acres, give or take. You're now asking to split that into 1 acres. I think if you'd gone any lower than that, you'd have seen more folks here and possibly had some opposition.
Yeah.
So I guess I would ask that you kind of make a promise to the board that you're going to keep it a minimum of 1 lot each for you and whichever relative you're going to have. And you'll obviously be coming back before the board, because I believe Brian's going to make a motion that would approve 1 and 3, but not number 2, and you're fine with that on the record.
I can do the drainage. So like I said, all I was asking for is just to defer until I built on the property.
Right.
And if that wasn't possible, it's not a big deal.
Okay.
And I think you'll find it that it's probably better for you to do it up front, just so you know when your subdivision map comes in.
Okay.
You're not paying to do a subdivision map and then having to do a drainage study and then come redo your subdivision map. Because it sounds like there are going to be some significant drainage issues within that property that you're going to want to be aware of before you start dividing land. So,
just so you know, it takes at least 9 months to subdivide a lot.
Yeah.
It's not a slow process. I've done it a couple of times.
Very slow process.
Yeah.
I've already been 6 months in, so.
Okay.
You're working with folks at the county, though.
Yeah, I've been in contact with them.
All right,
trying
just
to figure out
keep in touch.
How to do this the easiest way.
None of it's going to be easy, unfortunately.
Least painless.
Well, it's exciting to see someone from the Valley Building and bringing family and doing that. So,
and that's just what we're trying to do. Is me and my sister want to live next to each other, so that's really the goal of it.
And certainly, I would encourage you that if you run into roadblocks where your things are slowing down, please contact the commissioner's office. Let her know what's going on, and she is pretty good about keeping track of things as well. So. That being said, does anybody have anything else? If not, I'll make a motion that we approve everything in the motion besides denial of, in accordance with staff recommendations for the waiver standards number 2, the denial would be denying the drainage study being pushed back. So that drainage study would have to be done in accordance.
Do you understand the motion? All in favor of the motion?
I don't.
Stand by.
I just have a question. So, you want him to do the drainage study now?
I want to do the drainage study now before he just subdivides.
Yeah, before he subdivides. Yes.
That's
okay.
Now.
All right.
But you're okay on the other two.
I'm okay on the other two. The other two are fine.
One more time.
So, approval of items 1 and 3 is the motion with denial of item number 2. So that would be denial of the waiver for the drainage study.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Good luck.
Thank you.
We'll see you again. Thanks. Okay. General business. Mohawk Valley Town Board bylaws. Anybody have comments, questions, concerns? We're allowed to change the time and the location. I'd like to do it on the pig farm. Just kidding.
I just a clarification, and I could probably call Will for this. Let me, where's it at? Oh, sorry, I had it right here,
okay.
And now everything is gone. Crazy, because I moved everything around. I even highlighted it, really. Oh, here it is, right here, okay. And your advice, because you've all been on, and I haven't, so this might be just naive of me. But, so, items can be placed on the agenda, number 3, H3 in the...
H3.
Items can be placed on the agenda by the Board of County Commissioners, Department of Administration Services, Department of Comprehensive Planning, and any advisory board member, or as required by law, citizens can request items be placed on the agenda, but whether the item appear on the agenda is at the discretion of the advisory board chair and the Department of Administration Services, based on the issue, circumstance, appropriateness, and ability of the advisory board to further the issue. So if I have a citizen who comes to me and asks for something to be put on the agenda, do I then go to Janice, or do I go, how does that work?
Go to Janice, and then it would go to Will
bylaws
after that.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because people somebody called me this week and I said, let me check, let me clarify, and I will get back with you. All right, thank you.
That's all. Any changes, Jill?
No, I had mentioned maybe the change of time to be 6:30, depending on what you all think.
Okay. Lois?
I like the 7 o'clock. I can get home and feed my family and still get here in time.
Okay.
Yeah, I think 7 o'clock for me works better for the community just because that gives them time to get home to their families, feed their families. And for me, being that I travel as much as I do, I try to make it back, but sometimes my flights get delayed from Reno coming back. So that gives me some additional time to get back and to be able to make meetings. So
my only concern is for people who are traveling from town to present. And then here, sometimes our meetings go an hour, sometimes they go 2 hours. When they're traveling an hour to get back. So that was, you know, I'm kind of at sixes about it.
And I guess my stand on that would be we serve our community first and then the outside group after. And if that works for them, it works for them. If it doesn't, unfortunately, that's kind of the card you're dealt. So.
Well, we're not going to change the location. I take that.
No. That's good.
So I'm not up for fighting about the time. You prefer it 7?
I prefer 7.
Okay. So I take it we leave the bylaws as they are. You've read into the record. Any of you or a constituent can just ask me to put something on the agenda. I talk to Will. And in light of what you just said, I'm not in tune with Will telling me no, someone can't speak on the board.
And that's just the way the bylaws are. So they have final decision and final authority in the commissioner's office. So being advisory, that's their final authority.
But Brian, you can't say we're not going to take care, we don't care about the people in the valley trying to get out here.
I'm just telling you what, I'm not saying that I don't care about them trying to get out here, but at the same point, our goal is to serve our people first.
Right.
And then we serve, if it works for the people outside, then that's fine. If it's inconvenient to them, I'm sorry, but our goal, we're elected by the citizens of this community to serve the citizens of this community, and they have to come first.
And
so
I don't think administrative services
should say, what she
said. We can't hear someone present something before the board, which is why I actually would like to change the bylaws, but we were told that we couldn't do that. So it's the time and the
location.
And if we're keeping it the way it is, Judy, do you want us to make a motion to leave them as they are?
You need to make a motion to accept them as they are.
I'll make a motion to accept the bylaws as written.
All in favor of Brian's motion?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Comments by the general public. Step on up.
Well, I do.
Come on up.
I do have a way to...
Tell us who you are.
It's Tim DeBaradinas. I hand Judy a piece of paper with my name on it for the spelling.
Good. She thanks you for that.
Uses every letter of the alphabet. Don't worry about it.
Has seen it at some point.
I think I have it signed on a couple of things at home.
Okay. I do have a presentation. I do have two versions of it printed out. If you like to follow along with me, I'm here to create a relationship between the airport community, owners, pilots, as well as the town board. What do we have to offer, and how does the airport benefit the community, or how will it? Stu Badcase left. I had something. I wanted to thank him. Later on, you'll understand why I wanted to thank him. If you give me a second here to get my booted up. About 2 years ago, a couple of us enthusiastic pilots formed a flying club called Perkinsville Flying Club. We're based out of here. We are a nonprofit charter, and I'm here to, like I said, create a relationship and maybe receive some counsel as far as how we can grow on this relationship between us as well as those, the general aviation public. And I'm just going through that. PowerPoint just so I can keep myself on track. And how much time do I have? I know it says 3 minutes.
Tim?
I'll try to keep it.
Tim, do you live here in the Valley?
I do.
Okay, so what I prefer is you request to put an item on the agenda to do your presentation about building a relationship for the airport.
All right.
I think having it posted, having us share it on social media, getting some more folks here. The best time to do those presentations is when we have a contentious item and lots of people come.
I would venture out to say that we don't represent the county nor any of the update or upgrades that surround the airport or airport itself.
The new road, right, or the
however,
airport.
However, as local enthusiasts and owners, that we have a vested interest in its future as well as how it benefits the community and such, bring general aviation into the Valley. And there is a comment, we use a program called Four Flight. When we want to establish or plan a flight for fun, you know, 2-3 hour flight, go somewhere, eat, and come back. Overton is not on that list. There's a comment in our Four Flight, in that program, where someone would look at the airport, go through the comments, and say, oh, it's a good place, or it's a bad place, and I'll just tell you what they say about Perkins.
Uh-oh.
And then we can end on that. We'll put it as an agenda item. I'll do the presentation at another time.
Okay.
Okay.
These are general, these are just aviators?
General aviation.
On their website?
Not a website.
Okay.
This is an electronic flight bag that every general aviation pilot is aware of, that when we plan a flight, whether or not it's VFR, you know, nice weather or inclement weather like today, we are going to this app, we are going to establish that flight plan and get as much information from these resources regarding airports, runways, available commodities, food,
yeah, stuff that's in the area, so you know
hotel.
If you're going to stop or not.
So mm-hmm. If we had to stop, we know what's there, what we can expect. Fuel prices, you know, fuel out here is like $6.69 right now.
So go ahead.
Either way,
tell us what it says.
Now let's start over because backwards. I'll summarize it.
Okay.
Not a very friendly place to visit. There's no services, no way to get off the airport. And it's one of the first things you see when you look up Perkins.
Well,
however, the club has been working to change that status. We have acquired a car that's owned by the club. And
Perkins Airfield Uber?
Well, in a way.
Nice.
Because
it's Enterprise. They'll pick you up.
Actually, that would be the airport operator, Jill. I mean, if we didn't have the car, she's the one they'd be calling. Hey, we need to get off. We need to get on. With this car, people can get off the airport, get back to the airport, get in their plane, and continue on their way. Without the car, that does not happen. Even with the upgrades to the airport, the relocation of Airport Road, there's no services. I'm not saying that we need to go and get an Uber or taxi service here. I'm just saying that with inexpensive car, which is an industry standard in general aviation, that if I were to fly to Cedar, I can see the fixed base operator, they will have a car for me. I just ask for it. Can I borrow the car? Yeah, here are the keys. Go enjoy pizza. Come back.
Wow.
Put some gas in it. Splash and dash. Page, Arizona. Same thing. Get some gas. Here's the car. Go get a bite to eat. Back in plane and come home. Bryce Canyon. There's a van. They'll come get you. Ruby's Inn's right across the street. Other places like Kingman, Seligman. Food is within walking distance, either on the airport or within a block away from the airport. nothing is bringing in general aviation here other than necessities such we had a glider land here one day. He left a Nephi and soared. He's trying to get to Gene. Ended up landing here and had no way off the airport. He utilized the courtesy car to get the chase vehicle onto the airport, break down his glider, and get his plane and himself back to Gene, and actually back to Vegas. We've had an airplane land here because of inclement weather, couldn't get into Vegas, utilized the car to come down here and get a bite to eat. So it is seeing some activity. The club is paying for it. However, we're looking to partner with other commerce agents, I guess, to help offset the cost of the insurance that the club cannot sustain on its own. Having the car available is one thing. It's not making money for the club, nor is it its intent to do so. It's to bring opportunity to other pilots, as well as give them access to the valley, such as going to see the museum, Valley of Fire. Even had a group from Arizona contact me back in fall last year. Hey, what do you have to offer out there? Okay, well, there's an airport. We have discussed the package deal. Like, come here, we got a hotel, there's other activities. We can tie you in with an ATB group, get a sandwich, go out on the trails, half a day. Come out a couple hours on the trail, get a bite to eat, get in your plane, and get home. It's nothing, really, to spend a day and do something like that. We ourselves, as a group of pilots here, have flown from here to Catalina, get a bite to eat, and fly back all within the same day. That's even with a stop at Big Bear for a drink. You know,
sign me up.
That is. Yeah. So I believe that the future, and we also have had meetings with airport management, Clark County Department of Aviation. We are an airport support network member, so we've taken it upon ourselves as a group to represent Perkins Field along with the county, or Clark County Department of Aviation, have sat and had discussion about items that are of interest to us. We know about the movement of the road. That will give us money to upgrade the airport. With that upgrade, there may be some relief to other airports within Clark County that are starting to see an increase in congestion. If you've noticed within Perkins right now that because of the incidences we've had at North Las Vegas, that there's an increase in the amount of traffic here. We have people coming from Montana just to fly here and learn to fly.
And North Las Vegas has a restaurant in their airport.
They do.
So,
they have a restaurant. We don't
so,
go there.
Well, Tim, you've come to the right place, I certainly hope, because I know that the commissioner meets regularly with Rosemary, and, you know, these are how these things get started, is by community discussions, and then hopefully really good things come from it. So if you need a vehicle, you know, RTC, when they get to a certain mile, they have to auction off their cars. I mean, if there's something that the county could do for you, you probably want to have a meeting with the commissioner. But I'd still like you to do a presentation just to educate everyone.
You would like to put it on the agenda for next time. I will come with this presentation and maybe change it up to go over everything that we have discussed as far as the airport goes, so that your current and our discussions with the Department of Aviation, as well as more benefits to us as a community, and maybe what can we do collectively to address that.
Well, what I would tell you, Tim, is this is in the commissioner's wheelhouse, absolutely. There's a reason that there's so much activity going on at the airport right now, right? So we know, commissioner and I are looking at economic development opportunities in the area, and one of the development opportunities we see is the collector airports are at capacity. So whether it be Henderson or North Las Vegas or even Boulder City, all those airports are at capacity. So I know the commissioner has on the agenda to look at trying to expand this airport and expand capacity to help alleviate some of that. So I think having a call to Judy and maybe getting a meeting with the commissioner I think you guys would have a good opportunity to sit down and kind of further that agenda on both avenues. So certainly, I think the commissioner and I have talked about it several times, actually. So
you've talked about what with the commissioner?
About that airport and becoming more of a relieving some of the capacity at North Las Vegas and Henderson, and making it more of a kind of a collector airport. And really, the idea is that the Apex area, right? So they don't have anything that can serve them right now. So
it's going to happen. I would rather be in the wheelhouse, help navigating this project, rather than being towed in and saying, this is where you're going to go when we get to port.
Right. It's with us instead of to us. I like that.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, can I speak for a moment?
Sure you can, Judy.
I just wanted to mention, and it's funny because we haven't really discussed it, and I know Mr. DeBerry Dinas.
Tim would be fine.
Tim is easier to say.
We used to, when I owned a restaurant in town, we used to get calls all the time. Do you have somebody there that could come up and pick us up?
Mm-hmm.
It was back when we had our van, and so we would take our van up, and they would all pile in the back of the van, and we'd take them all down to Sugar's. And sometimes they'd want to go over, like you say, to Valley of Fire. You take them over, drop them off, go back in a couple hours and get them, and take them back to the airport. Back when Sugar was working too, so it's like, okay, you go do that, and I'll do this. We had a group of helicopters come in and wanted to do it. So it is something that's been out there, and it's been done. Was I supposed to? Probably not. I didn't ask, and I'm sorry if I wasn't supposed to.
Sure.
If you're not being paid, it is totally legal.
Good, because we didn't get paid anything other than we fed them when they got to the restaurant.
Part of the adventure.
And that's it. And we had a lot of returnees. They'd do it, and a couple months later, we'd see them again, and they'd call and say,
we've got
somebody available. So it is something that's viable, and it opens up the area to more tourism. Use of our facilities.
Just at the last meeting, even Marilyn herself said, tourism is the way of our future. I've worked in tourism for years and years. Jill worked in tourism for years and years. It's very close to our heart. We love this desert. And I think that's a good way to bring people in and expose them to what we have.
I appreciate your openness and willingness to hear me. Apologize for the time.
No, not at all.
I would like to say something.
Sure, Jill.
Being the airport caretaker.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty involved with the happenings over there. I obviously have spoken to Tim numerous times in regards to the courtesy car. They kind of saved my bacon. Tommy and I have taken people to double negative.
Oh.
We've dropped people. You know, I get calls at 10, 11 o'clock at night. Can you come and pick me up and take me to my house? So it really is a necessity that they have provided, and they've done it at their own cost. I would love to have Tim be able to sit down with Commissioner Kirkpatrick in order to possibly visit the idea more so of being able to help with this in some way, shape, or form because of the fact that it has been utilized numerous times. Sunday night, as a matter of fact, I was up there taking care of the airport, and there was a gentleman that was just parking the car on the outside of the gate. So it does get utilized quite frequently. And like the commissioner said in our last meeting, we've got to think outside the box at this point in getting people into this town so we don't drive and blow away. And I think this is a great way to bring additional revenue to the businesses. So I'm all for this. I can't wait for your presentation next meeting.
And didn't Commissioner Kirkpatrick talk about tourism grants?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something you might want to look into.
Find some grants.
We are working
on
it, Tim.
We're here looking for...
Tim, get a hold of me, because I'm part of the Rural Network Partnership, so I'm the chair of the Moapa Valley side of that. And so that's one of the things we're looking at is the economic development models to bring some funding to the community, both on an economic development level as well as the public health level as well. So we're looking kind of for keystone projects that we can submit to the federal government. So it's things like that that we can work together on. It maybe not be a standalone project, but added to another significant project as well.
Through partnerships, we're able to achieve more. But we're looking for it.
So sit tight, because we're going to talk about the next meeting date in a couple of minutes.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Tim. Thanks for the information. Any other public comment? Come on down. Evening.
Hi there.
Hi.
How much time do I have?
Give or take 3 minutes.
3 minutes, okay.
What's your name first?
Name? Oh, Charles Law.
L-A-W?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to sponsor that car for the airport. Thank you.
Come on, Charles.
Yeah, Tim, see how you go? How it goes?
Come on, Charles.
And that's why this community is such a great place, right? So it doesn't take long to solve a problem if you get the right people in the room talking. So.
Wow, Charles.
This is as long as they don't sue me if they crash that car.
And their own policies. That's what the, that's what the sponsorship's for.
That's a double negative. So they would need to go there, get a complaint to bees, and just go explore what we have to offer.
Tim, I'll encourage you, though, just make Charles part of the discussion you'll have with the commissioner.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah. Oh,
don't,
certainly.
Yeah, don't stop. Continue to do that. And Charles, thank you again.
Yes.
Okay?
Thank you. Oh, and could I go on record?
Please.
About the courtesy car, the insurance is such that anyone can take the car and go. I don't have to capture any information. However, we do, based on, it is on airport property. It's locked within the gate, so you have to be inside the airport
to get
to the car. So the insurance is expensive. After meeting with one of our local agents, they're like, you're not going to beat that deal anywhere. Last year, the car's been in service for a year. We're renewing our insurance. The registration's already been renewed. The insurance, we're looking for assistance. So we can have another year. So we're buying time. We're extending our efforts in this partnership. Case and Cole House, that's why I was sad to see him leave. I just wanted to openly thank him because he sponsored our first year. He paid for the insurance on the car.
Very nice. Okay, more good things to come. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you so much.
Anybody else? I'm going to do the board. Okay, board. Jill, sorry.
I'm good.
You're good. You are good. We love you. Lois?
I'm good, too.
Okay, Laura?
I just wanted to bring to attention the Harbor's coming out this weekend. It's a wonderful program that Marilyn has guided into our valley that has lots of services available for the community. They connect families to almost anything you can imagine, and they have lots of care. They follow families for 60 days or above to help them through crisis or anything. So if you know any family that needs help or have them come out this weekend, they're going to do really fun. They're going to play games. It's here at the community center on the 18th. Also, the chamber is having their mixer on the 24th. The chamber is a very important part of our valley. It should be a really fun evening. They're doing bingo over at the senior center on the evening of the 24th. So I just wanted to bring those two
bingo
events
at the senior center.
Yeah.
Nice. And the harbor's here during the day.
Here during the day.
One's Friday and one's Saturday.
What time was this exactly?
It doesn't it's say like 9 to 4.
9 to 4.
I believe.
What time was the chamber mixer?
It's got to be.
It starts 7.
7 p.m.?
I think it's at 7. And yeah, they're doing bingo. Should be pretty fun.
Cool. And you don't have to have an issue to come talk to the harbor people and hang out. In fact, they're encouraging anybody in the valley to come out, spend some time with them, talk to them, get to know who they are, what they have to offer. I think it's a great, great thing for our community in addition to some other things that are coming as far as mental health and medical care within the community. I know there's been some earmarked money asked for to help in that regards as well. So these guys are great people, so I appreciate them coming to the valley.
Anything else, Brian?
That's it. That's all I got.
Okay, I want to ask Judy. Judy, would you add something to our agenda, please? What I just did in asking each town board member, I'd really like to see us in the future possibly designate members.
Comments by board members?
Please.
Comments by
yes. They call it emerging issues on the Clark County Commission agenda. You can call it emerging issues just to keep it the template matching the BCC agenda. But I try very hard to attend the Moapa Valley Water District Board meeting. Mm-hmm. I know you attend OPD's meeting. It's probably not a bad idea to go to the chamber to just have us attend things so that we can, when we're sitting here during a town board meeting and we do emerging issues and I ask each one of you if you've got anything to chat about, you can share what took place at any of those meetings. And so, right. And Brian, I don't mean to say surprised, but I'm surprised. You're chair of the Rural Economic Development Committee?
So I'm chair of the Rural Network Partnership, which is a federal organization that has economic development, emerging issues, healthcare. So it's basically designed to get rural funding in that. So I was asked to attend the meeting and got appointed as a chair for the Moapa Valley section. So we'll start working on some. And I think Judy knows the story of that one, because that one took me a surprise. I didn't even know what meeting I was going to. So, but I think what's going to happen is we're going to have a voice in the room when it comes to economic development pathways. Not only that, but the big thing that I talked about on day one, there were two big issues. Number one is mental health care and medical care within the valley. So how we get those programs. So what the availability is for the federal programs, we have almost like a liaison that can help us work through those federal programs to work on grants and have better capacity to get grant money for that stuff. The other one is working with our liaison from that group. He has connections in things like flood control and federal FEMA funding and stuff like that. Conversation's already been started on flood control mitigation issues. So that conversation now is not only being had on a local and a county level, but on a national level as well. We're starting to have those conversations to see if there's some federal financial help that might be available to us as well. So as a board and as a community, I think it's going to be a great thing for us to be able to develop some of those resources that we haven't had the capacity to develop in the past. So,
how do we communicate with the Rural Network Partnership?
It's going to be through Commissioner Kirkpatrick's office, but it's a federal program. So there is, she has, the commissioner's office has certain members on the board. I think Lindsay Dally is one of them. I think, what's her name the other group, not the chamber group, but the other one, Moapa Valley Revitalization. So she's on it. Lindsay Dally, Joe Davis from the Water District as well. And I'm not sure who else is on that board, because not everybody can make that original meeting. But this committee is basically every rural community in the state of Nevada. So we all are going to be able to kind of bounce ideas off each other, issues off of each other, see where we're maybe struggling with the same thing. So if Mesquite is struggling the same way we are, we can combine some of those resources to get those additional resources to us. And part of it is to stop some of the land grab opportunities that we've seen in the past, to stop those, and so we can secure some of our land for future development as well. So a lot of things that are going to go on behind the background, and they've asked for some proposals by the end of the month. I don't think it's going to happen for Moapa Valley, just because it all came as a pretty big surprise what they were needing by the end of the month. So I will tell you, there's federal earmark money that proposals went out this last week, and if they didn't finish this last week, they are finishing this week. I know Commissioner Kirkpatrick put in for some proposals for Moapa Valley, that if we get those proposals, you will hear about them, to just help with developing this community as well. So during the legislative cycle, depending on who's in power, sometimes we have earmarks, sometimes we don't. We're in an earmark cycle, and so we hope we can leverage some of those to benefit us as well as a valley. So that's what I got at, unless anybody else got questions.
So, Judy, that's my point, right? So we each, so if, would you tell
what
us?
What is it exactly you want to call it?
Emerging issues
for town board?
Yeah, town board members.
Okay, and we'll be putting it right before comments.
You could put it, you really could put it under general business. It's up to you.
I know the county.
We'll have it in there. I'll see if I can see it on any.
Yeah, they do it
agendas.
At the beginning before they list any items. That way everybody's here there to hear it, but wherever it fits.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Me too.
Okay, groovy. So no more public comments. We're going to set our next meeting date. So the special call meeting is set for March 29th. We've had 3 meetings in a row, Tim, so there's a good chance if we don't have zoning items, we're not going to have the March 29th meeting.
We do not have zoning items.
So
as of now, we don't.
The next meeting is scheduled for April 12th, and we've already voted not to have the April 12th meeting because it's the first day of the Clark County Fair and Rodeo. So I'm going to go on the record to tell you that the next meeting date would be April 26th. which is a month away, and we'll ask Judy to...
No, it's not.
A little more than
I'm
a month?
I'm sorry. Never mind. I wrote down five. I'm thinking May, and you're
no May April. Yet. April 26th.
You're trying to push us to June already, Judy.
Yeah,
come on, jeez.
So tentatively, Judy will let you know you should be a presentation under general business.
And if you could get the presentation
no, under informational
ahead
items.
Of time, the commissioner does like to see them prior to us so that she knows when people start talking to her about it, she knows what is going on.
Well, hopefully he'll speak with her, too, before.
Yeah, I would strongly encourage that. So.
You've got it done. This is it.
I probably will.
You'll tweak it a little?
Oh, yeah.
Keep that with your stuff tonight.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe some pictures playing in the car.
So April 26th.
26th is our next meeting.
Now, I don't recall what happened last time. Do you want motions to adjourn?
Yeah.
Or you want
no,
me
we've
to?
We've never done a motion to adjourn.
You've never done a motion to
no,
adjourn?
Okay, so you just, the next meeting date is. Well, since we're changing your meeting dates, because it says the next meeting date is May 29th. I mean, March 29th.
Right.
So that's only since you are changing it,
yep.
I believe that you should make a motion.
We're not really changing it. If something comes on the agenda, somebody planning, then we will have a meeting.
Right.
So it's all.
If something should happen,
yeah, you'll have it.
We'll have
right.
it on March 29th. But because okay. it's considered a special call,
we're not having the meeting.
Because we've had two.
Okay.
So,
okay.
If there's no other public comment, this meeting 7:51 is adjourned. Thank you.
You show up to the
Careful
boring.
Out there with all this
what the heck?